Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is your friend James Shaw, and we are back and better than ever in 2026. It's January the 5th, our first call of the year. We had a couple of weeks off, and I hope that you were able to rest and relax and enjoy some time with family and friends and hit that reset button. And now you're back and ready to go. And I am too. And I'm looking forward to spending the year with you. This is call 1383. We started this March 16 of 2020. We'll hit 1,500 calls this summer, and some of you've been here for all of them, and some of you're here for your first one or something in between. Whatever it is for you, your timing is perfect, and I thank you for choosing to make this part of what you do in 2026. If it's your first call, let us know. Put it in the chat. I'd love to know if you're here for the first time. And we like to, on the first call of the year, kick it off with something fun. So at the top of the hour, at 8 o'clock Eastern, in just over 20 minutes, we're going to have our friend Brett Stolberg join us. Brett has a new book coming out, by the way, later this month called The Way of Excellence that I'm going to recommend you all get. And we'll put a link in the chat for you to get it. Now, Inspire members, I'll let you in a little secret, authoring. I'll let you in a little secret to our Inspire members. I've already bought a copy for you. Of Brad's new book, and I'll share details on how you can get it a little bit later. You don't need to worry about it right now. But if you're not an Inspire member, you can go buy the book, and we'll put the link in the chat when Brad joins us. So that'll be at the top of the hour. And then I want to spend, though, today, the first part of the call, because we kind of do these two mastermind calls in one. I want to spend the first part of the call today talking a little bit about this. I want you to just pretend for a minute that you have a DeLorean, and you can go back to January of 2025. You want to go back 1 year and meet with yourself and give yourself advice based on what you experienced in 2025. You had all of 2025, now you go back in time and you say, here's what I learned from 2025 and you need to know. I want you to give that advice right now so that you have it with you going into 2026. So I'm just going to call in a bunch of you and I want you to share what's the advice you would give to yourself. Knowing now what you wish you knew a year ago. Authoring, good morning.
Good morning and happy new year to everybody on this call. And with a grateful collective heart, James, we say thank you for coming back so we can get into routine. And these 37 days of December have ended. So, based on what happened, health and everything else, and family and debts and all of that, on January 1st, I would have said to myself, building some contingencies. You think you're leveraged enough. You are not. You need more leverage because things are going to happen that are going to rock your world. So you need more leverage. You need to deepen your faith also. Oh, so you think your faith is deep. It's not. You think you are very scheduled. Well, let's take a look at that calendar again. But the greatest thing I would tell myself, building leverage, get some people around you, act as if you have transitioned and your business is gonna go on without you. Start making those plans. So, leverage, James,
Authoring, thank
calendar.
you. Scott Bryant in Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So I would have told myself in 2025 to surround myself with people that are wanting to support me and my business and get rid of the people who necessarily don't or don't want to see you succeed. And yes, just surround yourself with the good people and the right people.
I think who you hang out with matters. I think a good word for some of you is no right now and to step away from some things and go hang out in the spaces that are giving you energy and moving you forward. I hope this is one of them. Scott, you're here, so it must be. And I just appreciate everybody who sees this as a place that's on your side. You need people who've got your back. Bree Vaughn, good morning. Congratulations to your Carolina Panthers in the playoffs with a losing record. May the odds be ever in your favor, Bree. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Victory Monday. We'll take it how we can take it. I would say, and Happy New Year. Mine would be coming back into production after being a team leader for 2 years. It's very easy to just be like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I'm not going back. I'm not getting back to this business. I'm gonna, do something different. But I think the first thing was just lean in and just focus on what you can control, and that. Sometimes there's opportunity for like it to get in your head of you've been away for 2 years from your business. They're not gonna think you're relevant. They're not going to, want to give you the business because you've not had your finger on the pulse of the market for 2 years. But I did, and I found a way to reframe that and repackage that. So that would be the first, would be to lean in. And then second, just understanding the need to have community and to lean into coaching to make sure that if you are serious about getting back to a place of momentum, that you have someone that doesn't allow for you to sidestep, because no one succeeds alone.
We did a whole thing on accountability, Bree, back in our 15-day business plan series that we used to wrap up the year and inspire members. We put together an accountability guide for you so you kind of knew who, how to pick the right partner, what you should talk about, what the cadence should be. You've got to have that together. Bree, thank you. I'm proud of you. You've done a great job. Rhett Campbell, good morning.
Hey, good morning, James. Two different things. One would be I would want to remind myself, and I'm actually doing it this year. I consider making a video and putting it out here about this. Goals are extremely important to me. So I'm doing a can't goal setting. So I ask myself, can it be done? And if it can be done, what am I currently, wait 1 second, I apologize. What can't I do that I am currently doing that will prevent me from what I say that I can and I must stop or greatly limit? So that's pertaining to my goals, which I'm ecstatic about this year. It's really helped me. And then secondly, I would have told myself in 2025 to remove myself from the outcome from the beginning. Such a wonderful blessing that it's done sooner, both personally and professionally. Thanks, James.
Yeah, you're welcome. Process, know your process, Rhett, and run the place. Thank you, buddy. Josephine, I think you're ready now. I think you
I'm
got it. Good morning.
ready.
Good to see
Sorry
you.
about that. Good
You're good.
morning.
No worries.
So I would allow for fallout, but also not set my goal to a numeric value. This year, I'm not going to set my goal to a numeric value. It's going to be about experiences and about bettering myself and self-care. It's not going to be a number goal. And because I set myself up for didn't allow for fallout, I was just shy of my goal by 371,000. So, yeah, that would be my lesson for the year.
We want to make sure that you account for that. And it's, you know, we used to say 10%. I'd do 15% fallout and just account for it and make sure that you're ready for the deals that aren't going to happen, Josephine. Thank you. You had a good year. Oh my gosh, Rogue Coleman is back and better than ever. Oh, she gets a fast pass. Dude. Rogue, good morning.
Dude, good morning. Oh gosh. So mine is a personal message to myself. Okay, a personal message to my former quote, strong self. I would say, get off the couch, Ro. Depression is not your friend. You've been strong all your life, but this grief is impacting you more than you think. Get help. It's okay. No more frog, Ro. Live healthy. That's what I would tell myself.
That's good advice, Ro. And we got your back here, too. You got a bunch of people that care about you here and have your back, friend. So be well. I'm glad you're here this morning. Jordana's back, too. It's so good to see you. Your Steelers win last night in dramatic fashion. So good luck to them.
That's
Good morning,
right.
Jordana.
Good morning, James. Yep, from Pittsburgh, AFC North champions. Okay, so I want to share, and it's interesting, I'm going after Ro because I lost my mom December of 2024, which she wasn't just my mom, she was my best friend. We did everything together. So I want to share not quite what you are asking, but something along the lines of it's okay to be where you're at that time. Where I was at the time is where I needed to be. It's a year later. And I'm back on top. So I'm, but like what Ro was saying about being depressed, it's okay. It's all right. Be in that space. And now it's 2026. It's a new year. We got a new chance to do things different.
You got a new start line right now, Jordana, and you can get after it, and you are back and better than ever. I'm proud of you. Lasagna Perry, good morning to you.
Good morning, James. I would say mine would be, I would tell myself is prepare. In late part of 24, I lost my grandmother that raised me, and I just allowed myself to go to a place I never thought that I would possibly go mentally. But in the midst of still trying to be strong, both of my children graduated from college, and it was just a lot going on. And when you said at the end of the year to rest,
Oh, she was sharing something good. Did we lose you? Ah, that was going to be good. Lasagna, if you come back, let me know. Come off mute. and let me know. Valerie, I want to honor you because you're up at 4:47 in California. So you're next, Valerie. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am actually out in the desert. I just got done showing my dog. He did not show up very good, but he was up against the number one, two, and three dog in the country. And bang, bang, Niner gang. But I would tell myself, and I told myself around March, it's time to harden up. This is not an easy market. This is not a market where people are just going to show up and want to buy houses. You need to harden up and do your job and do hard things. And he should have won. And that was really it, is that once I decided that quit being soft and start doing hard things. And it was down to the point that it's like, it's cold outside and I don't want to go outside because it's cold. And it's like, you're being an idiot. Go outside and sell a house. Go see human beings. Go outside. And once I kind of got through all that, you know, my business took off last year and I had my third best year ever. So, and the other thing I would say, which we've already heard from several people, is say no to things that are not in alignment with my goals.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Congratulations to you, right? It's just, you just got to make a decision. Success is about making decisions and you're making them. Good for you. Kendra Jones, good morning.
Good morning. This is my first time sharing. I've been on the call for a while, but happy new year to everyone. But I would say it's okay and to also take time to celebrate the small wins. I'm committed to using the tracker. And if I don't get all my points, I allow myself to write a note to say, okay, well, what happened? Why didn't I get it? But it's okay to celebrate the small wins. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I started.
That's the truth. I'm proud of you for that. The tracker, by the way, for those of you who are curious, she's an Inspire member, so she's using her daily point system that we learned from Brittany McAllister. And, you know, we don't stress over it. The goal is to get to 30 points, but we're not tied to the outcome of any one specific day. It's about stacking good days in a row. And as long as you're doing that, you're in good shape. So I love it. Thank you for sharing. Raise your hand more often. Good stuff. I'm just looking around. This is what I'm doing. Some of you are confused. Why isn't he calling on me? I'm just looking around for names that I haven't seen before. That I don't know or that we don't call on very often. So that's what I'm doing this morning. Nikwe Dunbar, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Nikwe Dunbar from Houston, Texas. I want to just say that I remember our last call last year where we talked about the things that we wish we should have done or mistakes that we made and stuff like that and building our database. So we're back at the beginning. We start now, do everything that we talked about doing. And by the end of the year, last month, we'll build our database, we'll stay consistent, keep our processes, and just keep going. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. Jayla Siegel, good morning.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. So this is not my first time here, but I am newer, and I love it. I love it so much. It's very inspiring. But I would say for me, something that I would tell myself last year in January, it would be that it is worth it. Okay, because a year ago, I did not have my real estate license. I got it in September, and here I am in January, and it is so rewarding. It is so rewarding. So I'm at the beginning of business, and that feeling is, I feel like I can conquer anything right now. So it is worth it. You know, I work a full-time job also. So with all of that, with going to school, it is worth it. Like the hard work, it really does pay off.
It does. I'm curious to see what your advice is a year from now, that when we get back together again, what lessons will you have learned over that year? Thank you for being here. I'm super proud.
Yes.
Of you.
Yes. Thank you. I am thrilled to be a sponge. Thank you.
Yeah. You're awesome. Appreciate it. Brianne, good morning. Congratulations to your Steelers too.
Good morning. Thank you. That was one heck of an ending. We were up excited. So I would say, number one is when you have the opportunity to go to Elevate, you go. That was a big thing that changed my year for sure. And joining this community and really dialing in made such an impact, the people I've met. And also that I never expected my December to end the way that it did. And in January, I was having heart attack after heart attack, where is business coming from? And I got back to basics and I just dug in and ended a year better than I ever anticipated. So I think it's really looking back at that, going back to the basics and database, database, database. And it really made such a difference for my year.
The basics are never outdated. And that's a key thing to remember. We did a whole call. We just spent a whole week on what are the basics back in December. Wait, what's that?
She just wants to say good morning.
Oh, yes. I want you to say good morning. Good morning.
That's Lucy, everyone. Good morning.
Now, wait, hold on. I got to put you back on my screen. I have a very important question for her.
Lucy has a question for
Lucy,
you.
I have a question for you, okay?
Okay.
Your mom is a fan of the Steelers. Your dad is a fan of the Colts. Who are you a fan of?
Steelers.
Okay, bye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Lucy. I'm just playing with you. You're fun. Thanks for being awesome. That was great.
Oh, she's dear. On the calls with me almost every morning, by the way.
I love it. That's so good. Chris, good morning in Jersey.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Hey, I'm just so glad to be back with everybody. I'm excited for this. What I would have done at the beginning of 2025 is what I'm doing at the beginning of 2026 is picking a process and just being consistent with it every day, no matter what. The calendar rules, not the motivation. I think I read that somewhere in a Facebook post. And just, you know, head down and do the things we know need to be done, let go of the results for the moment, and see where it takes me.
I love it. I think you're going to hear Brad talk a little bit about that here in about 5 minutes as we have Brad Stahlberg join us at the top of the hour. I think he's with you on this, right? That it's process and results with the focus on the process, Chris. Cheers to you. Congratulations. Emily Smith, good morning.
Good morning, James and everyone. I would tell myself to get on this call. This was a call that I just started in 2025, and then get the external structure that I need. I have the pleasure of being on the Zoom with Kristen Jungles and some other incredible folks. And being an extrovert, I mean, I just need to get external structure to succeed. And so I am so grateful for you, James, and I'm from Indianapolis originally, and now I'm in Cincinnati. But so I smile when you talk about Castleton Square and all the malls. And
where did you go to high school, Emily?
I went in Fort Phil, Indiana.
Oh, Fort Phil, yeah.
To Mount Vernon High School. Yep, I was kind of out in the country.
No, not far though from where I lived, because we lived in the Admirals out in Geist. So I know exactly where you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes. I used to go with a friend on Geist, and we would see one of the NBA players out on his boat. So anyway, thanks, James. You're awesome.
Thank you, Emily. For those of you curious, we're talking about parts of Indy. I know that's what you signed up for to come to the call for this morning. Emily, thank you so much. I love it. Continue to put your advice in the chat, folks, about as you think about, you know, what you know now or what you know now that you wish you knew then, and then take that with you moving forward, so that you can make 2026 a great year. The good news is you had some great lessons and some things you did well, and then you had some lessons from things that you didn't do well, and you can take all of that experience with you and move forward into a new year and really start to build your process, which is what we're going to talk about now at the top of the hour. All right, good morning. We are back and better than ever. We are live streaming into the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group this morning. We are also on my YouTube channel. And we are ready for a new year here inside of Pivot Shift Ahead, and I hope you are too. I thank everyone who has gotten up and joined us this morning. We hit 1,000 on Zoom at about 7:34. So if you are like watching the live stream on Facebook, or you're stuck listening to the recording on Spotify or Apple Podcast or YouTube or something, and you're like, I couldn't get in. Sorry, it's just how it worked out today. But you know, it's kind of like the gym the first couple of weeks of January. This first few calls, it's going to be tough to get in, and then it'll shake itself out. So keep trying and keep hanging out with us. And don't worry if you ever miss it, because we do always put it on to Spotify, Apple Podcast, all the podcast platforms by 10 o'clock Eastern. So you'll never miss anything. That includes the pre-show section from 7:30 to 8. But I'm pumped because, boy, we are back and ready for a great year. And we're going to spend a day talking about how to start it with excellence. And in just a few minutes, we'll bring my friend Brad Stahlberg on. He's got a new book out, comes out January 27th or so, called The Way of Excellence. Brad's become a great friend of this community. He's been on with us in Pivot and the Inspire Collective multiple times. He's been a guest speaker at Elevate. And I'm excited that he's going to be with us as we start the year off and share with us a little bit about how we can get consistency and process and all the right kind of focus in for the year. So you're in for a real treat. We'll bring Brad on in just a minute. But before we do that, we always do a couple of tell me something goods. So we'll do Melissa and Yawande, and then we're going to get after it. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. So something good. Last night, I took my son. So basketball is really big in our house. He made the team. I know I shared that on with this community last year. And I took him to D.C. to see the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's his favorite team. And what I have to say about it is that I'm a huge fan now. I've never been to an NBA game. And what was really cool about it, I was thinking about it this morning, is that these players have spent hours practicing their craft. And I know many of us have been in real estate. Some of us haven't been in real estate long. Just practice the craft, I think, is just something I was thinking about. And these players that are 6'7", 7'1", just kept taking shots. I was so impressed with these shots. And it's just like they would throw the shot even at half court. I don't know. It's kind of cool, but I'm thrilled to say that I rested, I recharged, and I'm so excited for this first week back in the business and can't wait to see all of you guys. Here.
Thanks, Melissa. We're glad you're here. Yawande, good morning to you.
Good morning and happy new year, everyone. So in 2022, after spending more than 20 years in corporate America in a six-figure job, I decided to leave corporate and do my own business, and I started into real estate as a loan officer. And it was tough. Starting was tough. It was like I was pulling teeth. Nothing was happening. I remember I had a call with James and I'm like, this is what is going on. And we talked and we crafted my strategy and I implemented on that. I joined this call every day, learned from the people, and I executed. And I was running my numbers the last 2 weeks of December. And it blew my mind because I was so busy. I couldn't, you know, keep up. I did everything, put the numbers together. I did almost 80 transactions. I could not believe it. And it was just an example of persistence, of course, the grace of God and people coming around to help me. One example that just illustrates the way my business has grown in this past year is I worked with a Keller Williams agent. It was on the listing side. I was helping the buyer's agent. And that loan was tough, but we're able to get it done. He was impressed. And when he now had a loan that a Keller Williams loan officer could not do, he brought it to me in December, and we closed in 2 weeks. So I'm very excited about 2026, and I cannot wait for what is going to happen.
Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for sharing that with us, too. It's good to see you on the call. Well, let's get started. I'm pumped about the opportunity for a reset. We can reset whenever we want, but we get this natural reset opportunity at the first of the year, which has a lot of people excited. And I like bringing a guest on to help get our mindset right and our, you know, just our logistics kind of set up for a new year. And so today we're pumped to have Brad Stahlberg with us. Brad, good morning. Thanks for getting up early.
James, it's great to be here. A lot of familiar faces from past conversations too. So it's great to see so many of y'all again.
Well, I appreciate you very much, and I'm excited to chat with you. You have a new book coming out later this month called The Way of Excellence. Thank you for sending me an early copy of it that I've had a chance to read through. And our Inspire members are all going to get a copy. So Inspire members, I'll share with you how to do it in a minute. And Brad, we'll put a link in the chat too for anybody that wants to get it. But would you just, for those of you who aren't familiar with you, would you introduce yourself to our community so they know a little bit about you and who you are and what you do?
Yeah, you bet. So I wear a couple of hats. The predominant hat that I wear is I research and report on and really make a study of human performance and possibility. And with that research, I do my best to bring those insights out into actionable, pragmatic books like this one. The second hat I wear is as a performance coach. I work with athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs on many of the things that I write about. And then the third hat that I wear is I'm on faculty at the University of Michigan, where I teach on personal development and leadership in the graduate school.
I love it. And you are all about, like what you said, it's about figuring out your process. What are the steps? Get married to that. It's a lot of what we talked about in here. You've had a significant influence on what we do in this community. And I thank Meg Dady, who first introduced me to you. And so I know that you want to talk about a handful of things, purpose and process being key to those. So if we look at kind of the start of a year and we want to get momentum going into a new year, I guess if we don't really know why we're doing it in the first place, we're at a significant disadvantage.
That's right. So the way that I've come to define excellence in the book is involved engagement in a process that aligns with your values and goals. So there's really three super important parts of that definition, right? The first is involved engagement. So you have to care, you have to focus, you have to set some intention. The second is process, which we'll talk about. And the third is actually, I think, where we should start, which is that aligns with your values and goals. So if you have a clear set of what you value as a person, as a realtor, as a business professional, what you value for the craft that you're doing, and what your goals are, and you align that process to the values and goals, then as so many of you said in the pre-call, like the results really do take care of themselves. So it starts with knowing your values. Do you value respect? Do you value integrity? Do you value honesty? Do you value hustle? Do you value consistency? Do you value community? Like, what are the things that you want to show up and embody in your practice? Because it's so often we think that we're working toward a big goal. And we very well might be. It might be some kind of transaction number in your personal life. It might be running a marathon. But that goal is also working on us. And if the goal is aligned with our values, we get this really nice harmony where we feel like we are bringing our unique capabilities and our unique self to the goal. And we're shaping the goal. But at the same time, that goal is then shaping us as people.
What are some ways then to get clear on your values? I think we have a lot of people in this industry that might change what they think is important to them rapidly. They don't have clarity around what's important to them. What are some ways that we can get clear on what's important to us?
All right. So this is a shameless plug, and then I'm going to go into the Cliff Notes version. In the pre-order bonus form, I actually created an exercise because this is a question I get so frequently on how to go about coming up with those values and making sure that they're not just a sticker on the wall, but that you really are clear on what they mean to you and how you're going to practice them. So I will pop that in the chat right now. That's a pre-order bonus. Here's the quick version. So many people are unsure, right? Like, what are my values? What do I really stand for? There's a couple of good inroads. One, and if you know them, great. If you don't, you can think of people whom you respect and you can ask yourself, what do I really respect about that person? Or the way that they approach their craft. Like, what is it about how they approach their craft that lights me up, that I'm attracted to? That's a good potential value. Another value is to think of yourself a year from now or a decade from now, looking back on current you. What would future you be proud of? Like, how would future you have wanted you to show up? Those are good example values. And then in the exercise, it's a very formulaic way, but it works. There's a list of 100 values. You group like values together. You create like groups. You define the groups. And then you really come up with a word that is at the essence of it. And then those values, they become your internal dashboard, right? So we have all of these external dashboards, transactions, pipeline. I mean, you all are the experts on Realty, but there's so many external dashboards and they're important. However, the ultimate dashboard, I think, is the internal dashboard. So if you value consistency, are you showing up every day? If you value integrity, are you bringing that to every single conversation that you have with a colleague or a client? If you value community, are you going out in your community and really having a sense of what's happening? And when we practice in alignment with our values, not only do we perform our best, but we feel our best. And like, that's what excellence is all about. It's about entering this groove where we feel good because we're performing in alignment with our values. And then the results tend to take care of themselves.
These are the guardrails almost. So you get a little less lost. You can kind of stay a little bit narrow and then ask the question, hey, is that in alignment with what I'm about, with who I am, with what I want to be known for? Makes decision-making a little bit easier. So we get our values figured out, which helps us with purpose, right?
That's right. Purpose is this big, grandiose thing. And again, a lot of people say, well, sometimes I know exactly what my purpose is. And some people know all the time, right? It's faith, family. These are just some common examples. But often what happens in purpose is because it's so, so high level, it can feel a little bit overwhelming. Like, and not every morning do we wake up and not every morning do we feel like we're firing on our purpose. But our values, they're so much more concrete, right? They're so simple. I might wake up feeling very unmotivated, but if one of my core values is consistency, I can say, what would a consistent person do? And the answer would be I'd show up and I'd give myself a shot. I'd get started. So your values really ladder up to your purpose. And what I found is this is one area where I've changed my mind. 10 years ago, I'd say that each and every one of us should have a purpose statement and that should guide what we do. Now I say, if that fits your temperament and that motivates you, great. But for my own life, I just have my values. And every day I just let them guide me, and then the purpose takes care of itself.
That's good. All right. So then we've got to what? Work from a sense of priority. We need to know what's important and where to start. Is that the next step?
That is the next step. And it is so, so important to keep the main things the main things. So in every single craft, whether we're talking an elite realtor or an elite athlete or elite musician. There are so many hacks, quick fixes, secrets, you know, 10 days to a new pipeline to a new you. It's all BS. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to swear. Don't like, there's this temptation to major in the minors and to chase bright and shiny objects. But the way to achieve excellence is actually really simple. Simple doesn't mean easy, but it's simple. It's identify what are the main things of your process, and then how can you make sure that you're not getting distracted and you're not going away from them. So I can't tell you what each and every one of your process looks like and what are the main things, but presumably there are a couple of tried and true fundamentals that the realtors that have just been crushing, they have been doing this for decades, they just stick to. And everyone else is kind of running around chasing fads and chasing trends. And sometimes at the margin, those things can help, but you've got to nail your fundamentals. You've got to define what those are. And so often in every single craft, including my craft in writing, the fundamentals, they're not the bright and shiny objects. Like, it's not the sexy stuff, right? For me, selling a book, it's sending 100 personal DMs every single day through social media. I mean, people think, oh, you're a big best-selling author. Like, no, it's a grind, but that's what actually moves the needle. And I think that when we can embrace, I know James used to, maybe you still have, I can't see because you're small, something that said, I love boredom or something like that. When we can embrace the boring, simple, sometimes mundane and even tedious fundamentals, those are what lead to the incredible transcendent breakthrough moments. So we all love to talk about the breakthrough transcendent moments, but they don't happen without the boring fundamentals. It's like the colleague who spoke about the NBA game. Like, you see the magic on the court, but what you don't see is the 500 jump shots every morning at 6 a.m. And it's those 500 jump shots every morning at 6 a.m. that lead to the magic. So what is your equivalent of shooting those 500 jump shots at 6 a.m.?
Brad Stolberg just called me small. I just want that pointed out. Now, to be fair,
No, I said the sign is small, James.
I do have a Be Boring sign. It's over here. Yeah, Be Boring sign. And I made shirts that our Inspire members, a bunch of our Inspire members have these Be Boring shirts, which are fun. For the record, Brad's arms are the size of my head. So I am small compared to Brad. Brad, so we figure all this out. We've got to show up and do the work. And you were telling me that there's a couple of things that matter there. Consistency, commitment, and community. Those kind of three C's. So let's talk about those three things. Consistency, commitment, and community.
All right, let's start with consistency because it's a word that I use a lot. It's a word that you use a lot. I think it's so important. I define consistency really simply. It is about showing up and giving what you've got to give on the day and giving yourself a chance. So often we think that we need to feel super motivated and inspired to get started, but it also works the other way. Sometimes we just need to get started to give ourselves a chance at feeling motivated. A concept that I have found so, so helpful in stacking sentences in my writing process is what I call raising the floor. So we all love to think about what a great day looks like. But the truth is, most of our days aren't going to be great. Like, it's just how statistics work. Most of our days are going to be somewhere in between mediocre, average, and then some days are not going to be so good. But if we can make our average days a little bit better, and the most important thing is if we can make our bad days a little bit better, over time, that compounds and that leads to our greatness. So it's really, really, really hard to make a great day better. Right? It's already great. And so often for all the science that we have on human performance, it's magical. We don't know necessarily what leads to those incredible grooves. But what I can tell you is on days when we aren't feeling great, if we can just say, how do I take this bad day and make it a little bit better? You know, how do I go from the 5 calls I was, you know, set to make and make 7 or 8? How do I shift and not take a 0? Over time, that compounds. And what so many elite performers have gotten really good at is they make their bad days a little bit better. They raise the floor. So instead of just thinking about the ceiling and the heroic great days, think about raising your floor. That's the first thing. Second thing, each and every one of us are going to have some zeros. We can try as hard as we want to raise the floor. It's inevitable we're going to have some zeros. There is such a big difference between letting a bad day become a bad week, become a bad month, or simply letting a bad day be a bad day. And when you have a zero, you don't have to beat yourself up. You can learn from it. You can adjust if possible. And then you say, all right, not another zero. I'm going to get back at it tomorrow. Because another thing that separates great performers from those that don't make it is great performers, when they have a bad day, that's it. It's a bad day. It doesn't become a bad week. It doesn't become a bad month. There's this acceptance that if you're pushing yourself hard, if you're trying to get the most out of yourself, not every day is going to be like you want it, but that's okay. You just stop those bad days from spiraling and turning into something more. And then the third thing that I'll say around consistency that I think is so important is you've got to have a process that you can actually be consistent at. So you might want to say that you're going to make 500 phone calls a day. And maybe for the first week of the year, if you have a lot of espresso and Red Bull and maybe some illicit drugs too, you could do that. But there's no way that's going to be sustainable. So what's the process that you're going to stay consistent at? And it is a pattern as old as time in any craft, which is you go big and then you end up at home, right? There's that saying, go big or go home. No, what happens is if you go too big, you end up at home sitting on the couch. So you've got to have a process that is sustainable, that allows you to create a groove. And you're going to look around, especially at the start of the year, and you're going to see all these people that might be doing five times as much as you. But the goal is not to have the best week or the best month. The goal is to have the best year. So make sure that your process is one that's going to allow you to show up day in, day out over the course of a year.
Couple of things on this. First, we did our 15-day business plan in December where we took this business planning piece and chunked it into 15, 20-minute bits. And one of the things that I talked about in that, Brad, was I'd rather you have like 40 good weeks than two really great ones. I just build good and have 40 of those out of 52, and I think you're probably in good shape. The second thing, we've had Alexi Pappas on here four times. I love her. I'm a huge fan of hers. For those of you who don't know Alexi, she is a runner. She did the 10,000 meters in the Rio Olympics. She actually got lapped in that race and knew she was going to get lapped in that race. And for an elite runner, that doesn't happen very often. But I've had her on here a few times. And one thing she taught us is this rule of thirds, that, you know, a third of your days are going to be great. A third of them are going to just be okay. And a third of them are totally going to suck. And if you know that going in, then when you have those really bad days, it doesn't hurt as much because it's just part of the deal, this rule of thirds. So getting that framework is really important. Hey, we only have a couple of minutes left, and we are a community. I mean, you've seen the interaction, and you've been part of what we do all the time. It seems like that as you're building big things in an upcoming year, that hanging out with the right people is really important. How important is community?
Community is everything. And I think particularly in individual pursuits, or at least pursuits that are often thought of as being an individual pursuit. So when you're on a basketball team or a soccer team, it's easy, right? You're a part of a team. But if you're an individual and you're trying to do something small, or maybe you have a small team with you, I think it's arguably even more important because it can feel a little bit isolating, right? Like to be running your own process. But if you surround yourself with people who share similar mindsets and similar goals, there is so much research that shows that the people with whom we surround ourselves, they really shape us. Performance is contagious, beliefs are contagious, attitude is contagious. And it's just, it really is so important. And everyone thinks about accountability. So yes, accountability is huge, right? If you're here and you're starting today off, you're already showing up. So like you've checked that box and hopefully you come out of these calls like boom, ready to go. But that's really just the half of it. Because what I also heard in the share is so many of you are sharing about things like grief and mental health challenges or family successes, not just professional successes. And again, it really allows us to bring our whole person to the thing. And the last thing that I'll say about community, although maybe James will have some other prompts too, is let's imagine there's two ways to climb a big mountain, all right? And we're all trying to climb a big mountain. That's our big goal. And you can climb a big mountain completely alone. And you can become angry and bitter and resentful and isolated while you climb the mountain. And you could reach the top and you'll hit your goal and you'll be on top of the mountain. You could take that same mountain and climb it with other people and enjoy the view from the side together and joke around on the way up and commiserate about how hard it is when the weather changes and get to the top of the mountain. Nobody I've ever talked to says, I want to be the first climber. I want to be the angry, isolated, miserable, resentful climber. So when we climb big mountains, not only do we have a better chance of getting to the top if we do it in community, but we actually enjoy the climb more. And at the end of the day, especially you do this thing for a long time, you're going to have good years and you're going to have bad years. But my guess is you're not going to remember the individual years as much as you're going to remember the people that you did it with, the clients that you had, the colleagues that you went on the journey with.
No doubt. Your book comes out in a couple of weeks, The Way of Excellence. I'm putting the pre-order link in both chats. So people want to go order it, they can. Inspire members, I have a copy for you already and I'll share later in a couple of days about how you can access your copy. But if you're not an Inspire member, you can go order. And then Brad, tell them a little bit about the book and then how they can take advantage of some of the bonuses.
Yeah, you bet. So the book is called The Way of Excellence. Today, you just got a little sampling of some of the content in it. The first part is a big swing at redefining excellence and reclaiming it. And then the second part of the book are 19 short chapters on habits, mindsets, and practices of excellence that you can apply. I really appreciate, James, you plugging the book so hard. I will also go ahead and one more time put the bonus link in. I spent a lot of time on the bonuses. So if you pre-order, there's just a form that you fill out. And the bonuses include a core values exercise, a workbook, a 90-minute masterclass, a one-pager of key principles that you can print out. I know a lot of people have printed that out and put that on their desk, and even more. So if you found today interesting, I really appreciate you checking out the book and pre-ordering it. And I hope that you enjoy the bonuses. And then I know that I will be back later this month and hopefully later this year. Because, you know, I'll say one more thing. James plugged my work hard enough. This really is an incredible community. Like, full stop. I don't know of too many other communities that are like this. And what's neat for me is I spend a lot of time with world-class people, right? Like Olympians, James Beard winning chefs, so on and so forth. And I don't always think, if I'm being totally honest, you don't always think like, oh, a group of realtors is going to pursue excellence and success with that same intensity. And then I come here and y'all are on another level. Like, I want some of the NBA players that I work with to come join one of these calls to hear about process. You guys use the word craft 19 times in the pre-call. Like, to treat what you do as a craft, as a practice. What y'all have going on here, like, yes, I want you to pre-order the book and read the book, but y'all are already embodying so much of this. So this is a phenomenal community, and I'm just glad to be a small part of it.
Thank you for being part of it and for your influence inside of it. You are going to be back in Pivot. We're doing a Wednesday webinar with you later this month that you'll be joining us for. And then we have a full one-hour workshop with you for our Inspire members later this month as well. Brad, thanks for all you've done for us, and thanks for helping kick off the new year with us today.
Thank you all. Have a great new year. Stick to your process and stack those days.
You got it. And everybody else, thank you so much for joining us today. We will put the links for both ordering the book and the bonuses in the Pivot Facebook group. We'll put them in the newsletter. Everyone will be able to find them. You don't have to text me to ask for them. We'll get them out to you. And then tomorrow, we're going to take some concepts from what Brad is sharing and talk about them in a general sense. And tomorrow is this, if you come back tomorrow morning, is really setting fewer goals. Narrow your goals down and then create targets that you can match. And we'll take, you know, what is it? How do you know you're on track for those goals? What are the things you want to hit daily, weekly, and monthly to keep you in momentum toward the things that are important to you? That's what we'll talk about tomorrow. Thanks for being here. It's good to be back. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.